It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We're going to be connecting to Scott Tips in Geneva, Switzerland. And I think I just heard Tomas. I think we are connected to Scott. I'm not sure we're connected by Skype or phone. We need to get his probably local Geneva number, so we're not calling his U.S. number because it's quite expensive to dial that in Geneva. But I'm sure we can get that local number there, and we'll do a connection because of some computer issues. So we have Scott Tips coming on. We're going to talk about a number of issues because they're the only, if you want to call pro-health and pro, if you want to call activist group that's allowed at the Geneva, Switzerland, the Codex Alimentarius, and the major regulators that regulate food supply and vitamins and supplements around the world. Codex Alimentarius controls 99.9% of supplements around the planet, except for here in America, which is why we have a lot of customers that actually purchase supplements from us, because they're not allowed to have more than just kind of minimum, absolutely minimal amounts of different supplements, whereas here in America we realize that you need high amounts of certain supplements of high quality by availability in order to overcome disease states. Codex is an obscenity. The regulatory issues tied to it are an obscenity. The problem is in Europe, a lot of people are basically getting sicker, even though a lot of the companies, for example, started, say, in Germany or elsewhere, pioneer a lot of nutritional therapies, but they're being suppressed by the Codex Alimentarius. So we want to talk about that with Scott. Scott, do we have you here now?
Yes, you do. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did we connect by Skype today or did we connect by phone? Perfect. Okay, good. Well, we'll see if we can get a Geneva number, too. We'll call you on that one, because I know the other one's quite expensive to call you on the phone line. I want you to start off with the topics you want to cover today, because your organization, the NHF, or NationalHealthFederation.com, thenhf.com, is the only one that has standing to actually be at these hearings. It's not just at Codex. What other agencies at Geneva are you sitting in on?
That's really it. It's the Codex Alimentarius Commission in Geneva,
right,
and then the various committees, the Codex committees,
right,
and some electronic and physical working groups that Codex has throughout the world. We participate in some of those, not all of them, and we do what we can in other meetings with FAO,
right,
and with the EU. What's the Codex office?
The FAO. What does the FAO stand for?
Food and Agriculture Organization, and they're based in Rome.
Rome. Okay. The FAO in Rome, and yeah, of course the Codex is in Geneva, Switzerland. It was, and I want people to know a little bit of the history, and I'll just do an intro on it. The Codex was originally developed by a ex-Nazi that was actually in prison in the Netherlands back in I think the 1950s. And he came up with this idea of Codex being a regulatory agency for supplements. Now, of course, the drug companies loved it because they can regulate out drug supplements. And in fact, some of the supplement companies are being taken over by drug companies and add a side group to change the bioavailability of a supplement. Just like about a year or so ago, I found out that there was a company in Europe trying to take vitamin B1 and add a side group so it would last longer and have different biological effects by just making it being more bioavailable. And he didn't need that because we have fat-soluble thiamine, which does all that anyway. But they were trying to do that, so then they were trying to see if they could regulate out that you couldn't sell vitamin B1 as a supplement. I mean, it really is pretty bizarre. And Codex Alimentarius isn't working for the health of the population because they use selective studies, and they call it complete. It's not complete. And then they want a consensus, almost like the, the consensus techniques they use, like the... what do they call that technique that they use
for Delphi?
The Delphi technique. They Delphi us. So tell us what you're looking at lately and what's going on, because what is the purview? I get a kick out of the comment by Mueller who used that term. It's not under my purview. What's under the purview of the Codex? It's not just supplements, it's food too, isn't it?
It is.
And even pesticides, right?
As you know, Codex Alimentarius is Latin for food code. So they
right.
don't deal with drugs directly. They don't deal with medical devices directly. They don't deal with doctors directly. But what they do deal with is our food and drink. And
right.
that's their purview. And that's what we've been dealing with for 20 years, the National Health Federation,
Right.
20 years at Codex. Actually, it's starting to be 22 years if you count the reporter that we used to send to the meetings in the mid-90s. So this is what they do. And this month of July 2019, they had a commission meeting, that is the parent body, meeting in Geneva at the, near the headquarters of the World Health Organization. And I was there as the NHF delegate, one of 632 delegates or participants, and I spoke out almost as much as anyone else in the room. Mm-hmm. But we did pretty well, but not 100% well. And we fought an issue called scientific consensus.
Yes.
That's a little technical and procedural, but we fought it and won on that. At least we silenced the ones trying to use that.
Right.
Because the term at Codex, they don't vote to adopt a standard. They kind of look around the room, and the applause meter determines whether you have consensus or not.
Whoa.
How many people spoke up against a standard, how many spoke out against it. And then the chairman or the chairwoman gets to decide, well, it sounds to me like we have consensus. But when they don't have consensus, that is, too many people spoke out against it, the Codex science officer likes to pull out of his bag of tricks, or has for the, two meetings at least, this little term he's come up with called scientific consensus. That is, oh, you know, all these countries opposed to the standard, it's just because they have a, quote, policy, close quote, against it, but it's not based on science. So therefore, we have scientific consensus because we can dismiss those who speak you know, against us for policy reasons, and those who speak against us for scientific reasons, well, there's only one or two, and there are about 20 here who speak out in favor of it. So we have scientific consensus, and that's what they were trying to come up with at this last meeting, until I pointed out to everyone that there's no such term. The emperor is not wearing any clothes. I went through the procedural manual the night before in detail, and they never mentioned scientific consensus. They only mentioned consensus, and it's a fake term. And they just pulled it out of thin air to try to pass an unhealthy standard that they wanted passed. And I was.
What do you think the basis of this? What do you think the basis of the trying to rearrange things? Or is it in favor of drug companies? Is it in favor of toxic food? Because I know that a lot of countries are in, say, Europe, are very tight in regulations. For example, if you go to Paris, there's only four ingredients allowed in bread, in baguettes. And in many countries in Europe, there are a lot of people that are allergic to gluten here in North America. They go to Europe and they don't have any gluten reactions. It's because of our pesticides and the way we process food that makes people more immunogenic. And I've had people tell me they've eaten food in Europe and they say, my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm not having bloody diarrhea or cramps. Or my gluten sensitivity is not killing me. And they don't realize it's the way we allow processing of food in America. And, of course, the Codex is basically, in a sense, moving toward the idea of consensus that's going to bring toxic food to Europe and also to suppress supplements, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's leakage around the edges already with it, GMO foods leaking into Britain and France and the like. But the EU Codex office, as much as at times I've been very disappointed in them and upset with them even, they've done a pretty good job when it comes to toxic contamination of foods at holding the line. The main problem is they aren't tough enough at the EU Codex office to try to get totally defeat standards at the Codex level. They're content with just reserving their objections. And then what that means is the EU countries are protected, but no one else is. And this is sort of a sad situation. A lot of times, it's been up to us, NHF, to speak out so strongly that a standard gets defeated when we could have used the help of the EU or others. But, yeah, I don't feel...
Let me slow you down a bit. So what you're basically saying is that the Codex will protect European countries, but when the Codex comes out, it allows American corporations and food processing companies and et cetera to put things like toxic, like aspartame. Like last week, we came to the conclusion... We had Dr. Monti on. We're going to have some other top doctors on the program. And I've had One particular knucklehead that actually, when he saw my YouTube with Dr. Monty, tried to say that, you know, this was true to be dead in the street. I'm thinking, no, the person complaining was unqualified, basically an intellectual and scientific moron who doesn't know what they're talking about. You don't need consensus when you know that methanol is toxic and it's a direct byproduct of aspartame. And aspartame is very likely to be, gotten rid of in Europe. But the fact is, it shouldn't be just limited to European countries protected. When the Codex comes out and makes a statement, it should directly affect the FDA and these agencies in America, because food processing companies are getting away with murder in this country with toxic things in the packaging materials, with toxic recycled water that we call toilet tap water, so-called with veggies, with toxic pesticides like glyphosate that now is, in the last 2 years, over $3 billion of suits against the company. Bayer Pharmaceutical took over Monsanto, I call Mount Satan. And so, in other words, you're saying the Codex rulings don't even spread to America as fully as they should be, right?
Well, they're trying to. The FDA is definitely in cahoots with the Codex office, because the FDA has an announced policy to harmonize the Codex and other international standards. And that's been their goal all along. And they would love to do away with DSHE, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, that protects supplements. You know, it's not perfect, but it at least protects our supplements in the U.S. But, right. But what I wanted to
say... without that act, we would actually probably be in the same place as Europe, where the dosage of vitamin C you gave is minimal to prevent scurvy, but it wouldn't stop cataracts or heart disease or other problems. And many other supplements would be not allowed at all, would they?
No. You know, or they'd be at a very high price, as they are here in Europe, and only available to, you know, select people who somehow got their hands on the information. But even then, a lot of the supplements that we have in the U.S. and take for granted, they aren't available here
We have a lot of European customers in Germany and Britain and elsewhere that actually purchase our new supplements. We ship to every country in the world, because particularly in Europe, the Codex has killed the supplement industry in these countries. Mm-hmm. And you'd think with all of their so-called regulations about food, like baguettes and so on, that they'd have much broader use of supplements, because what you can't get in your food if you don't have in supplements, especially if you have gene SNPs or you have toxic exposure to air, food, and water. You need to detoxify. You need to have supplements to rebuild your body. And DSHE makes a big difference in America, although we have the negative side of the FDA called the fatal drugs allowed people that are poisoning our population with toxic pesticides. For example, I had on my show about 4 years ago, I think maybe five now, a gentleman who is an Indian scientist to work in Edinburgh, Scotland, with genetically modified food, and they had, gerbils. And they gave this genetically modified MON80 corn, and they actually dropped the sperm count of the gerbils to zero. They got cancer, and they turned into diabetic and got all kinds of gut tumors. It caused microcephaly as well. People need to realize it's not just that. Is Codex doing any ruling on genetically modified foods and other things, like what kinds of pesticides they're legally allowed to use, say, on wine or on grains and so on?
Well, the pesticides on wine and grains, definitely it's there. And I argued against it at this meeting in Geneva the second week of July, and unfortunately lost on that, although I had the EU, Norway, and Switzerland mostly on my side. But again, they didn't put up a tough battle. They just said, we reserve our objections so as to build up a wall around the EU countries. But the U.S., Mexico, Canada, all of those, and the Anglo-Saxon countries, excluding Britain, they all pushed for the pesticides as much.
I hear a clicking sound. I hope you're not on your computer, because I can hear bump, 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 bump. So,
not for me.
No, something's going on. We're getting probably all the way from here, from North America, from the west coast of USA. Okay, it seems to have gone now. What we have to understand is that the politics of this is tied to not only big industry, but also to big drugs. And the agenda is not just greed. It goes beyond greed, doesn't it?
I think it goes to power, and I think it goes to population control.
Exactly.
And it goes to a lot of different factors. And what they're trying to do is increase the sickness industry and all these intersecting points that I've noticed, Bill, it leads to lowered fertility.
And that's right. Let's get your EU number so we can call you directly, because we're having some trouble on Skype. Supplements?
Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back, and we have Scott back now. And so, Scott, these are pretty sticky issues. Where do you think things is going? What do you think the progress is happening in terms of eliminating toxic pesticides, genetically modified food over surveillance, for example? Donald Trump has ticked Mick Mulvaney and taken off a lot of regulations to allow GMO to go crazy. He's also pushing toxic toilet to tap water, and we call hydrofracking water that goes directly back into the water supply that can be used for crops. He's also pushing 5G network. And to be honest with you, when we look at the issue of toxic pesticides, I don't see anything to actually on legal actions here in America, other than the pro se litigant actions and actions of lawsuits against Mount Satan, I call Mount Satan or Monsanto, mm-hmm. Things like the pesticides causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, let's say, with Roundup. Where do you think this is going, and what can we do to try to help, either with pro se litigant action or direct contacts, or what can we do to try to help you and help the NHF?
Well, I appreciate your asking that, Bill. And to answer your first question, I think it's a mixed bag. I think we're on the road to getting rid of glyphosate and almost certainly Roundup, which, by the way, contains arsenic, which is against the law to sell in the United States if it contains arsenic. And they've been sneaking that through for a very, very long time. It's also, I think, the handwriting's on the wall for aspartame. A lot of the big companies are bailing out, and they're going to stevia. And they dip their toe in the water with stevia, but they're going to go big time on it. But as I say that, then all these other toxins come into play, and I see it at Codex because there's a laundry list of pesticides that I argued against in Geneva at the Codex meeting there. So it's a mixed bag. But to answer your last question about what can you do to help, I appreciate it because you're right. There's a lot of litigation out there. There's the class action lawsuits against, as you call it, Mount Satan. And there is a good name for it, by the way. And some other actions going on that are going to take down glyphosate. But one easy way to do it is to keep putting us in the field to help protect you guys. And that's by joining the NHF. It's very simple, or making a donation if you don't want to join. But if you join, you get the magazine, you stay current with what's going on, and it's super important. And, it's amazing how little it takes to make a difference. I mean, there were times where I just went to a Codex meeting on a $1,000 donation, and I've given this example before of a gentleman from Dublin. And it was there that I defeated their attempt, the Codex attempt, especially Australia's attempt to dumb down the nutrient levels on the RDAs, essentially nutrient reference values.
So Australia was trying to do that, right? Really? That's amazing.
Australia never met a Codex standard that was unhealthy that it didn't love, love.
Oh, really?
And they're the evil ones at the point men for the empire. And the unhealthy empire, and you can be pretty much sure, Bill, if you walked in blindfolded to a Codex meeting, sat down, didn't know the first thing about which way was up, all you would have to do is listen for the way the Australian Codex delegate spoke, and then take the exact opposite position, and you'd be in favor of health about 99.9% of the time.
Why is that? Because Australia's a relatively small country. I think it's less than 30 million, smaller than Canada. And they have a fairly large agriculture industry. You wonder why they would be for something that's toxic. Why is that?
they're just the lapdog of the industry. Their regulators have all been taken over by, kind of like the pod people have been assimilated by Monsanto and Merck these others. And so they just do the bidding of their corporate masters.
Right. Now, here's one of the solutions. We talked about this last hour with Dr. Fred Graves. If people go to my website, NutriMedical.com, go down to Diagnostic and Therapeutic, I'm going to probably set up a separate subpage, too, and get the course called How to Win in Court. People need to start filing pro se litigant actions against food additives or adding. For example, if you look at some of the cereals that have added our kinds of garbage, and a lot of the times when you add these pesticides and other things, they actually increase the immunogenicity of the food. So it makes people more likely to have a gluten reaction or allergic reaction to food. It also causes nutrient depletion. A lot of the toxins will actually are nutrient depleting. And when you deplete nutrients, you actually create neurological and immunological and oncological or cancer-like conditions. And we're seeing a degradation of health. Now, I had on the program a few weeks ago Dr. Walton, who's a psychiatrist who did research in aspartame, and he didn't think that he wanted to use the term evil. And I do, okay? I believe that, and you have to just read their public documents. You don't need to speculate or say you're a conspiracy theory, you're a psychotic. And once in a while, I have some morons that actually want to argue with me. I say, look, this is not open to argument. All you've got to do is read. If you read the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, Vision 2050, the various documents available, even on things like genetically modified food, aspartame, and so on, this is beyond the pale, not just greed. It's not just like there's a satanic glory here in reducing the health of the population and reducing fertility and population growth. I mean, people don't understand this. That's why, for example, we've had a dramatic drop in sperm count and male hormones since the 1970s. It's because of the manipulation of food that's mineral depleted with a lot of toxins that are xenoestrogens. And now we're adding more and more things to our food. Now, we're made to deplete aspartame, but we also have Splenda, Advantame, and many other spinoffs. And now when they take out, let's say, glyphosate, from Roundup, there'll be other pesticides that may not go through the same scrutiny. Now, I know how to do the blood tests. I worked with Dr. Chung and Vujdani 39 years ago at UCLA, and we were doing trimethylamine and hydride antibodies against diesel fuel, formaldehyde, and also against toluene diisocyanate. Now, you can take any chemical, and you can measure an HSA, or human serum albumin antibody titer, which is a universal protein in your blood. If the titer's high, you're going to have autoimmunity because it's going to attach to other body proteins. So if you have pesticides, they're going to attach to body proteins and cells and cause immunogenicity that's going to induce cancer and autoimmune disease, period. It's also going to weaken tissue, so they're going to get secondary infected with stealth pathogens, viruses, fungi, and bacteria. Many of the fungi are going to produce oncogenic toxins that are going to actually cause cancer or gene changes. And people say, well, how do you know all that? I said it's called testing. Now, a lot of people who aren't scientific, and to be honest with you, only about 2% of medical doctors could defend a medical PhD. They don't have the brains or the character to actually scientifically validly analyze things and break it down to its subunits. Most doctors are procedurists or drug salesmen. That's it. People don't know that. They think that, oh, the doctors are smart, they're this and that. I say, no, they're not. I can prove it to you. Now, you know that when you go to the Codex meeting, you talk to people out there, and most of these people making statements at Codex don't have a background in biology, chemistry, or even have done valid science to support their viewpoint. They try to get a consensus from so-called bought and paid for scientists, because a lot of the articles and so on are paid for by, say, bottling companies use aspartame or people use certain pesticides. And the companies will actually twist their studies and selectively pull out certain types of things or so that they can actually, bend the science. And to me, honestly, it's not really valid science. I'd say 2% of medical articles I know are validly scientifically based. Most of them are hoo-ha. They're drug companies trying to support selling another drug for a condition. They don't talk about side effects or even if the theory behind what they're doing is valid. For example, drugs that lower clotting through the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways, thinking this is a cause of clots in, say, your right atrium, you can throw off through your ostium secundum flap valve in your left and right atrium, 25% of the population has, to your brain. It has nothing to do with the intrinsic and extrinsic pathway. It has everything to do with proteins in your cell surface and immunoglobulins and things that cause increased blood viscometry and Ruhle phenomena and et cetera, that all cause non hematological increase in blood viscosity. It's not related to, you know, intrinsic and extrinsic pathways. Well, the same thing with foods. If you've got mineral-depleted foods and very low levels of vitamins, how can you be healthy? Because you don't even have the metabolic support to your enzymes. And you, if you get an enzyme induction deficiency, it can take you multiple generations of even oversupply of a nutrient or a mineral to bring the Kmax of the enzyme back to its normal. So I don't understand it. I see a lot of what I call pseudoscientific morons who get in a position, maybe even in a university. They can't scientifically, validly, logically defend their viewpoint, but because they're in a position of power and they've been there maybe for months or years, and they're backed by big money and by pseudoscience, they get away with it. And that's why they want scientific consensus, like this idiot to try to get it at your last meeting, right?
Exactly. And, you know, there are a lot of mouth breathers there at the Codex meeting, so you...
mouth really breathers, I love that, mouth breathers. In other words, they're people that basically are scientifically marginal. How's that?
Pretty much, yeah. And they bought into old myths like saturated fat's really bad for you, and certain other mythologies like that, cholesterol's bad, that sort of thing. And they're still living in like 1970s.
Well, let's put it this way. We know what causes a dead macrophage, and I've talked to cardiologists before. 22 years ago, in 1997, I took over four general internist practice and worked in the ICU, and I shared space with an invasive cardiologist, Dr. Roger Damley. Now, Roger shared space with my office. We had 7,000-plus square feet, and he would do cardiac ablations of different conduction pathways. Now, I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain. I worked in the burn unit, trauma units, intensive care. I've done everything. Okay, Deagle has done everything. And so he said, I heard you know what causes atherogenesis. Now, I went into medicine because my grandfather was dying of diabetes, and he had candy bowl every 7 feet in his jewelry stores. He's very wealthy. He was a multimillionaire. And what happened is that when he said to me, well, give me a data dump. Tell me what you know about atherogenesis. And I did. And what happened out of it is that he said, you're going to ruin our business. And this is what's really going on with the drug companies. I'm sure when you go to these meetings, you must cringe when you hear the pseudoscience coming out of these people in Geneva making statements at the meetings, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they really hate NHF at these meetings. And the Iranian delegate at one meeting said to us, you know, these people hate you. And I innocently asked him, I thought I already knew the answer, but I asked him, so why is that? And he said, well, because every time you open your mouths, you cost them money. And that was nowhere more evident than at the last drug residue committee meeting a year ago, April, when we stopped their zilpaterol drug cold from being adopted at Codex, although they're going to bring it up again.
What was the drug again?
Zilpaterol. It's what I call the Arnold Schwarzenegger drug. They give it to animals to beef them up. It has
Zilpaterol is a drug to actually reverse what's called sarcopenia, which is muscle deficiency, because that's what you're doing when you eat animals is their muscles. So this Zilpaterol would make their muscle up, so you'd have bigger steaks and at lower cost for the manufacturer to feed them. And oftentimes they're feeding them grains, by the way, which increases pro-inflammatory fatty acids in the meat muscle, right?
Yes, that's right. And
amazing.
So we stopped this cold, and and the Merck guy who was there to push it through, you know, they were so confident of victory, they were just shocked. They were in shock.
Merck.
They launched a personal attack against me and against NHL.
Wow.
To try to get back at us.
How did they launch the attack? Was it a verbal attack in an article, or was it like, you know, yelling in the hallway, or what was it?
One of our NHF people had posted on social media a comment that the Codex science was junk science.
Right.
And he found that, and he trotted up with his smartphone to the Codex science officer there at the head table and showed it to him and said, look what bad things NHF is saying about you. And then he trotted over to the Codex secretariat and said, oh, there's a photo of you talking with Scott Tips. That's not going to look good. And then after he'd done that, there was an announcement from the head table that directly condemned, never seen this before in Codex history, directly condemned us by name.
Wow.
And said, we do too have real science. It's not
that wow. Science. Be and back I in 4 minutes. Stay right there, Scott. We'll be back in four. Back in four.
Science officer.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
There wasn't much
then
good.
No
Did
further.
I leave you there?
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and we have Scott Tips again. The site is DNHF. TheNationalHealthFederation.com, and you can donate and you can support. I also recommend people start taking proselytic action. Get the newsletter, get the regular support, and then decide to start taking action yourself against pesticides in your food, recycle water that's being toxic, heavy metals and toxic hydrogen sulfide, et cetera, into your so-called green veggies. And then the toxic effects of them trying to take over and get rid of DSHEA, which allows the Americans and us in the West to actually have full-dose, high-dose, medical-grade nutraceuticals to overcome an illness with high-dose supplements. For example, like our Power C+, each capsule comes to 1.5 grams with a black pepper extract and a special calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate. We have literally, I think, almost 200 supplements. We have advanced technology. Much of this would be suppressed if they got their way at the various powers that be that try to manipulate the Codex Alimentarius that regulates food and supplements, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I support what you suggest there, Bill, and ask people, and I appreciate you're asking people to join NHF, because that's what sends us to these meetings. That's we have campaigns that people can use to contact their Congress critters and demand that action be taken. But
I think better than just asking them to take it, I think we should actually legally force them to take it. We have politicians, to me, honestly.
I'm saying that we've been seeing that legal action is far better than political action, because the politics is, you know, politics these days is largely an irrelevant sideshow to the entrenched bureaucracy that really runs the country.
And so, we see that even inside the Democratic Party. They don't know which way to move. For example, now there's actually 3 sub-parties inside the Democrats. We see that even in the Republican Party, even the advisors around Trump, we have globalist advisors that are pushing recycled water, genetically modified food, and 5G network, which we know all 3 are toxic. And that's under Trump, who's actually a good businessman who should know better, but he's got bad advisors. He's got so people are actually like a phalanx to prevent people like me getting through to him. The fact is, I'm not a minor person. I'm a top expert in the world and teaching the academy. And people like Trump need to heed my advice and the advice of people like yourself that know that toxic food is going to determine you want to talk about the cost of health care? If you've got a population that's being poisoned and mineral-depleted soils with increased pesticides and a 5G network, which amplifies the toxicity of anything they're taking into their body, what the heck do they expect is going to happen? We're going to have a shortening of human lifespan and dramatic increase in costs and the arising of new industry basis for making a lot of money as people get sick and die prematurely.
Bill, was that your website? I have a question to ask you, if I may. Was that your website that did the projection for the population of the United States being reduced?
No, that's not my website. Let me explain a little bit about who Deagle is, okay? And you probably know a little bit about this. There's a sarcastic play on words of Deagle, DEAGEL.com. That's a play on my name. My name, Deagle, is actually Norwegian, okay? From Bergen, Norway. And 11th century, my ancestors came down as giants to serve the king of France. My ancestors at that time were like 7'9", and the average, you know, Frenchman was 5'6". And so they were the private guard. They married primarily into the Bethune family and got shorter and shorter as time. So my father was 5'7", my grandfather was 5'10", and I've got sons that are over 6 foot because my wife's tall. I'm 5'9½", 5'10". What people need to understand is that the situation is that I release more classified information, more scientifically based information on healthcare. For example, I have the first patent in the world for the first product that stops aging, which is my Red Deer Velvet DR. I'm pioneering technology for stopping aging, which is a quantum biophysics of epigenetic control. I'm the top person on the planet on this. I also know how to make direct energy weapons out of it, out of my technology. I'm also a top expert on artificial intelligence, biochemistry, astrophysics. And I was an oceanographer, one of the primary members of Greenpeace 50 years ago, before I went into medicine. And the problem is I had above top secret clearance with the U.S. Space Command, military defense, and et cetera, and classified project, including the Virtual World Project. And there's nobody, and that includes Alex Jones or Jeff Rentz or anybody else, releases more information and has received more disrespect even at my previous broadcast homes, because the last place I was at Genesis Network, they wouldn't even allow me to say I had a show on the network on my commercials for products, even though I was there for 14 years at the time. And previously, I had commercials made, which I sent to Ted Anderson, were made, with actually saying, hey, no, Dr. Deagle, listen to a show on the Nutramedical Network, because he has a show here. The fact is that I don't usually get, I do have an invitation to go on a minor show here over on Revolution Radio, but major networks like Fox News or whatever, because I have millions of audience that follow me monthly, okay? They're terrified of Deagle because I come on as a scientific expert with amazing, you know, I don't have a cape and I can't go at the speed of light, but I have intellectual and spiritual talents that are superhuman, okay? And I don't say that lightly because I'm under a lot of persecution. When they take my name and besmirch it, even 5 years ago, Webbrot Project said that I basically am the deepest deep state individual manipulating the population on Earth. That goes way beyond Alex or anybody else. They're full of it, okay? And the fact is, I try to pursue the truth. I'm a Christian, which is not easy. It's a special forces I call believer. I'm a scientist, and I went into medicine with a PhD already at age 21 in oceanography, finished and didn't write the thesis. But I can tell you, I'm not impressed by my so-called colleagues. I'm not impressed with the law. I'm not impressed with politicians, that includes even Donald Trump. Donald needs to have a weekly meeting with people like you and me. He needs to have a weekly meeting with people like John W. Springs, whistleblower of the La Orchilla Islands. And even last week I had Harley Schlanger, who's from LaRouche Foundation, who I respect in a lot of ways, try to totally disrespect me and my intel information about the fact that there's Russian nukes in La Orchilla Island in Nicaragua, even with satellite photos I have. So there's no one on Earth who's received more persecution and has released more classified information and more scientific and technical information, whether it's healthcare issues, geopolitical issues, or Earth changes, than I do. I am so far beyond, in light years beyond anyone else, there's nobody, not even in my category. And that's what's disturbing about it, is I had to finally move here to CRN Talk Radio, and they say, this is a home for me. They allow me to have all my commercials, don't pepper me with tons of garbage commercials from other people. They allow me to put my commercials all through the network. They're going to help promote my show. I do it myself through Pippa.io to every podcast platform on the planet. I have Radio.co, my own radio station. I just finally finished the Alexa skill and my iPhone skill for my iPhone for people to be able to listen, because the information I provide with people like you is next to none. Everybody else plays around with the edges of things, like whether it's Coast to Coast Radio or Genesis Network or Republic Radio or Reds. They don't want to entertain you with bizarre stuff without a concrete kind of overall synthetic thing that doesn't have cognitive dissonance in it. What I present with people like yourself and my nutritional experts and doctors is a coherent, logical whole that doesn't conflict with each other, or the parts of the machine don't conflict. And what you're doing at the NHF is so vital, because if they could get rid of Deshae, people's supplements will be down the toilet. And believe me, if the supplements go down the toilet, so does your health, because they're poisoning, the water is toxic, they're recycling it. Now Trump has allowed it. They're giving you toxic veggies that have got pesticides on it that are killing you. They're giving you toxic vaccines and want to force you through regulatory agencies like here in California, I call California, where they're all communists. I just signed literally an hour ago a petition to remove Gavin Newsom for the governorship. And I'm going to probably file a pro-se litigant action against this guy. This guy is a demonic maniac. People have to understand, when I was dealing with Dr. Walton a few weeks ago, I don't want to go that far to say they're evil. Yeah, they're freaking evil. These people and these drug companies and these reps that are actually just getting paid large amounts of money to lobby, they don't give a damn if it shortens someone's life or kills someone's mama or gives you cancer. No. They could give a damn. They don't care. And, you know, it makes me repent of being a human to have someone in my so-called fellow human race that actually cares that little about my fellow humans, whether they're in utero or a 90-year-old that's going to get dementia. Do you know the number one cause of death in Britain now is dementia? I did the original research 39, 40 years ago on diabetes with Dr. Ali Hewen, head of pathology. And I can tell you right now, I came up with the theory that dementia basically is diabetes of the brain. Heart failure is diabetes of the heart muscle. Yeah. Did you know that? Yeah. Heart failure? Hypertension is heart failure of the mitochondria due to energetics of your blood vessels not getting a contractile secondary peristaltic wave from the shearing force of your heart. That's what hypertension is. Plaque is not high cholesterol. I did research with Dr. Moskowitz in 1977, that's 42 years ago, where we drew bloods, and I drew hundreds myself, at the Vancouver General University of British Columbia, showing that cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease, nothing. Really? It's only when it gets oxidized that it's bad. And the thing that's bad is trans fats. And our food industry allows trans fats to be oxidized and puts them in our processed food. We wonder why, if you got potato chips with trans fats and you're going to get oxidized cholesterol and dead macrophages that make a foam cell that forms and releases soluble ICAM 1 and 2. This is not open to people's opinion. They want to, well, that's your opinion, Deagle. This is called science. It doesn't matter if it's a scientific test from one individual or 1,000. It's just science, okay? It's just science. And what's disturbing to me is you go to these committee meetings, you're dealing with people that are, there's no other way to put it. They're just evil. They're not just scientifically uninformed. Even common sense and decency would allow them to show that they don't have logic behind their statements, right?
Well, you know what, Bill? You're absolutely right. A lot of them are evil. There are also a lot who are actually good people. And then there are also a lot who are just badly misinformed and just don't
But why in those positions if they're badly misinformed? You see, the problem is I put my information out and I get almost, give an example. How many churches do you think have asked Dr. Deagle to come and speak in their church about prophetic or end time things? These are end time issues. If you listen to AOC, we call the one, I call her one with absent a cortex and the green agenda. If you listen to the globalists in Europe that want to reduce the population, say in Germany or in where you are in Switzerland, and the World Health Organization got charged back in 20 years ago for sterilizing the population in Soweto, South Africa and Philippines for a tetanus vaccine that was causing antitrophoblast antibodies. I know, I was involved with it. I got the papers in 1997, March 27th, in Zurich, Switzerland, at Human Life International headquarters. Okay, I was there after I gave them a lecture on genetic engineering and fetal tissue transplantation. They gave me a box of documents showing me the actual stuff out of the WHO and out of the Codex, etc., of all the evil crap that they're doing, including creating bioweapons like Lyme disease. Okay? I don't know some of it. Deagle knows all of it. And I'm a scary guy. You want to get me into a court of law? You mentioned trying to cross-examine Deagle in a court of law. I think you're going to think faster and smarter than Deagle. Try me. I'm like the Spider-Man intellectually. I'm going to get you with a web, an intellectual web. I'm going to make a death of 1,000 cuts. And what's really disturbing to me is they don't want me to hear. That's why even the so-called alternative media try to suppress Deagle, including Rents, Republic Radio, and Genesis, where I even started after I had my own show on Clear Channel back in the 90s with Mark Allen Curry called Laughter's the Best Medicine Wednesday night across the country. I had a show on Clear Channel Wednesday night, 2 hours. So I've been doing this a long time. Deagle's experience. Let me tell you, I'm more vicious, more angry, and more determined than ever. And the real action is pro se litigant. You need to supply money to the NHF, and you need to do your own legal actions through Dr. Fred Graves, How to Win in Court. Stop talking to your freaking politicians. They're useless, okay, and uninformed. These people have got an IQ deficiency or a human, I call a soul deficiency. Their soul is dark with money. It is a soul deficiency. It's like, oh, my God, if you just care about other people, you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't, poison people so their woman will concentrate biotoxins, will give her breast cancer or feminize males, or drop the sperm count so the human population so they can't reproduce. But guess what? SupportTheNHF.com. And Scott Tips, we'll have you back on soon, Scott. Whether it's a segment or a full show, I appreciate it. We need to get your local number there in case we can't connect you by Skype. I want you to get your local number, not just your U.S. number, so get that to me.
Okay, I'll get you one. And thanks for all your good works.
We're going to do more. We're not unstoppable. We're the unstoppable force, and we're going to do it. We're going to get rid of genetically modified garbage and aspartame and all the toxic pesticides. And we're going to go after all the other stupidity that Donald Trump is doing because of his bad advisors that are around him like bees around the buzzing. Back in a moment, hour number 3, Josh Bernstein's coming up.